Good afternoon, friends, fans, and foes alike. It's time once again for us to drop the intellectual bomb on you with more news and knowledge than you can stuff into a Large Hadron Collider. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And this is Kyle.
And you're listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. Chris, were you saying that a little slow because I'm saying it a little fast?
Oh, well, I'm just amazed. I'm like trying to picture you stuffing all the stuff into the accidental singularity created by the Large Hadron Collider.
I use a spoon. A big spoon. A spork, actually.
It's a quantum spoon.
A quantum spork. On today's episode 204 of That Computer Show, we have got your iPad news and a host of other Apple updates. Also, major Xbox 720 rumors abound, and how spider silk is cooler than copper. Actually, it's warmer than copper. This is like really cool breaks. Spider silk is apparently really awesome stuff. I hate spiders, but they might actually redeem themselves with their cool things. I've got flying penguins and some other stuff. We're going to get started because we ran out of music.
It's okay. I can start the music over.
It's fine.
I'll cut the mics and we'll just
start
over.
We'll just do this with Dorito Power Tacos. Okay. We're going to start with some iPad news.
Oh, yeah. It did come out, didn't it? I wasn't really paying that much attention to...
The announcement was Wednesday. It's going to come out on March 16th, I believe.
Yep. Next week. Next Friday, I think.
They confirmed some of the rumors. Some of the other rumors were just that, rumors. It's going to have a 9.7-inch screen, but it is going to get the 2048x1536 pixel Retina display. It is described, text sharper than a newspaper, photos will look incredible, fonts look amazing, it's a huge step forward. Now, I have to clarify, it says photos will look incredible. If you take crappy photos...
They will still look crappy.
They're still going to look crappy. Just letting you know. It's got four times the density, the pixel density, of the original, of the iPad 2, according to Apple. That's probably the biggest selling point, honestly. It's going to use the A5X chip, quote, a graphics powerhouse. So, you know, your Angry Birds is going to run better, cut the rope, egg punch, stuff like that. It'll run a little bit nicer.
Where's my water?
Where's my water? Oh, where's my water? Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you play Where's My Water, it's a game by Disney. It's a really fun little mobile phone game.
Yeah.
They have a paid version. They also have a free version. Now, the free version has levels that the paid version doesn't have. So you actually should be motivated to get both, unless you don't want to drop out of humanity, because once you start playing it, you get sucked in. It's just fun. Let's see. What else? 4G LTE. It's going to have up to 21 megabits per second. It's going to be pretty cool. Quote, the new iPad has the most wireless bands of any device that's ever shipped. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well,
that's what they say.
That's like saying...
A little hot.
That's like saying that the new, you know, Porsche 911 comes with a window defroster. I mean, and an AM/FM cassette deck.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it does have extra bands, but right now we're not really seeing any devices that are using that yet. Of course, we probably will soon, but not what you think. I suspect they're referring to the fact that the iPad 3 or an iPad HD. I mean, what are they calling this thing?
They're calling it an iPad.
That's right.
It's the new iPad.
I don't even know what to call it, because it's not the iPad 3. It's not the iPad HD, as rumors would have it.
Yeah.
It's just the iPad. Yeah. Anyway, it supports Bluetooth 4.
Wait. So they're doing the Spider-Man thing. They, like, make two iPads, decided that the third one would have been too emo, so they went back to the first one.
Exactly. That's exactly right, yeah. It's the newer, hipper iPad.
I gotcha.
It's been doing iPad.
Well, they tried that in Spider-Man 3, and they just gave him, like, the hair.
How did you just bring Spider-Man and iPad together? Okay, it is going to have a 5, and I want to talk about the Bluetooth 4 thing in a second, but it's going to have...
It's not that fascinating.
Well, but what I want to talk about is it's kind of one of those dumb selling points. Like
the fact that the screen is just a little bit sharper.
Right, okay,
it's
exactly.
A lot sharper, but...
5 megapixel EyeSight camera, the same camera that's in the iPhone 4S.
That's cool. The camera. I did read that it does have an improved camera.
Auto exposure, focus, white balance, face detection. It's also going to be able to record 1080p video, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
So you can make awkward videos of yourself while you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. 8 megapixel camera.
There's one feature I really don't like about the new iPad.
What is that?
The price.
Oh.
Dang.
What is the price?
Oh, it ranges from $499 to $700.
For a tablet
for
computer?
A tablet. Okay.
I'd like to know what...
The 4G LTE models can get up to $830. Now, granted, the LTE models are probably going to be sold with a contract and subsidized, but I don't know how much they're going to knock off that price. For $830, no, I'm buying a notebook. I'm sorry. Tablets are cool. I'll buy two other tablets and be like, yeah, I have twice the tablet. That's just too expensive, Apple. I'm sorry. And honestly, and now... When Apple's facing all this scrutiny about, you know, the labor practices over there in Taiwan and China, we know how much it costs to make this thing.
Yeah.
We know now, Apple, that you're just stiffing us. All right. I know there's some hipsters out there, the Apple fanboys. They're going to jump on this thing. But, man... $700 for a 64 gig model?
They're dropping the iPad 2 down to $399 for the 16 Wi-Fi version.
I'm going to go ahead and put this out. Instead of spending $700 on the stupid iPad, spend the same amount of money on the brand new Samsung tablet that runs Windows. No, you're like, well, it's not an iPad. No, it's not an iPad. It does 10 things an iPad can't do, and one of them is run a real operating system, run a real copy of Office.
You see what just happened, ladies and gentlemen?
The point of a tablet is to be like...
Look at Kyle's just like laughing.
The point of a tablet is to be like computer light. It's this light little computer I can carry around with and do light things.
Yeah.
I don't need to carry my big, hefty notebook around. I can carry this tiny little pad. It's thin and light, and I can do all kinds of cool stuff. For $300, cool. I'm sold. For $700?
Well, I will say this,
your
man.
There's versions of your notebook. Your tablet PC.
Yeah.
This sweet tablet PC.
Yeah, yeah.
For about that price now.
Yeah, this price has gone down, yeah.
And you can run Windows 8 on them. The Samsung tablet is coming out.
Yeah.
It runs Windows 7
Well, and
right
that's
now.
That's actually something that a point that I was going to raise. You know, the Windows 8 tablets are just around the corner.
And there's going to be two different variants of the Windows 8 tablet. There's going to be the ARM-style tablet, which would directly compete with the iPad. And then there's going to be the PC-powered Windows 8 tablets. It's going to have the horsepower of a full-on notebook, which the iPad is a powerful device. I'm not going to lie. It's got good graphics for a tablet. And good horsepower for a tablet, but it's a tablet-class device in a notebook price range, and it's not that much better than an iPad 2, and so this is my suggestion. I'm glad the new iPad, or iPad 3, whatever you want to call this, is out, because that means you can now get an iPad 2
for less,
for $100 less. So go out and get an iPad 2 and be happy that you saved yourself $100 for a couple of pixels and a slightly better camera. The camera in the iPad 2 is great. The screen on the iPad 2 is awesome. Get an iPad 2. Wait until the iPad 3 price comes into like some realistic range, because it is not worth $700. It is just not. So, I'm going to step off the soapbox. It's getting high up here.
Yeah, I just...
Sorry.
it's going to be confusing, though, because when you buy one... Okay, it's not the iPad 2S. It's not the iPad 3. It's not the iPad HD.
It might as well be, because it doesn't really... It's not...
It's the new iPad.
It just doesn't add any significant feature. That was my other disappointment.
What happens when you've had it for 8 months and it's no longer new? It'll be like, oh, that's my old new iPad.
Yeah. Well, notice in the branding, new's not in bold. So I just imagine that's not really part of the name. It's just iPad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
Isn't that like copyright infringement to themselves? There was already an iPad, and there was an iPad 2, and that was another iPad. Apple's going to sue themselves. See, here's what's going to happen. They're going to sue themselves out of business. So, oh, wait. I'm sorry. Maybe I got that wrong. Apple is suing or trying to sue Kodak. Even though Kodak is down for the count in Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Apple wants to sue them still.
Man, Mama, don't take my Kodachrome away.
Kicking them while they're down. So... That's why I had to, you know, poke Apple.
But the new iPad
side.
Does have Bluetooth 4.
Yeah, and Bluetooth 4 is kind of interesting. It's like Bluetooth 3 with a couple of extra things, and you're like, well, WTF Bluetooth 4? Because most devices right now have Bluetooth 2. What happened to 3? Well, it happened. Nobody was paying attention because it wasn't really that interesting.
Bluetooth 3. Yay.
Yeah, it wasn't a good conversationalist. Okay. Nobody wanted to date it.
Most phones that have Bluetooth also have Wi-Fi. Now, one of the cool features of Bluetooth 3 said that you can connect to a device with Bluetooth 3, and then instead of sending the data over slow old Bluetooth, you could use that Wi-Fi connection to send the data, which is kind of neat, except for why not just send it over Wi-Fi to begin with if they're on the same network? So kind of dumb. Bluetooth 4 does add some cool features that aren't really used right now, but will be very soon. One of the notable features is called Bluetooth Low Energy, which allows for the device to use a very, like, just sip the battery at like 0.1 watt to 0.5 watts and send a low bandwidth stream of data over long periods of time. So, in, like, if you have a watch that's got Bluetooth on it that can send receive stuff from your shoe and send it to your phone constantly during the entire run, it's going to use less electricity.
Go gadget telephone, your shoe.
And your toaster oven could talk to your refrigerator, and your refrigerator could talk to your iPad.
And it'll all give us cancer.
An iPad 3 again. Just iPad. And basically,
new iPad.
Yeah, without burning up the battery in the iPad could be constantly talking to the devices in your home around it on this low power Bluetooth connection without burning down the battery, which is kind of cool. But the range is significantly less than standard Bluetooth. It's about half. It's only 50 meters as opposed to 100 meters. So,
and you don't, and I don't ever see 100 meters on Bluetooth.
You got to get cozy with your devices
feet?
There.
No.
So
it's more like 30.
Well, it's the theoretical like range.
In a vacuum with no interference.
Yeah. Like a Dyson?
Yeah. Right.
So, okay, I'm sorry for totally trashing the iPad.
You did kind of go off there, but I wasn't expecting that.
It's a great device, but $700 for the 64 gig model. I mean, I'm sorry.
I am buggered by that. I don't like the fact that they only, I mean, well, the Apple is really, really, really against the ropes right now from a PR perspective with the stuff with Foxconn and now $800, man. What? Yeah.
Yeah, for that you can buy full-fledged, you know, you can buy technology. I mean, like, lots of technology for $800. Not an iPad.
Wow.
Get a notebook.
Well, that's all for the first segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from WOIC and streaming online at thatcomputershow.net. If you want to get in on the action, give us a call, 803-748-9293, and get your technology or pop culture questions answered. You can also tweet us your questions at TCSJoe with the hashtag ThatComputerShow. We'll try and pick them up on the air, so stay tuned. That Computer Show will be right back. And we are back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net or tuning in to AM 1230 WOIC. Give us a call, 803-748-9293, and get in on the conversation. And now, the news. All right, we've all been to the supermarket before, and we've purchased things, and you know they have the self checkouts at some of the grocery stores. A lot of those are going away. A lot of we talked about that before. They actually are less efficient than having somebody do it for you, apparently.
I thought mainly they were there just so the person that's standing in the middle of them can just laugh
and point.
Yeah, it's entertainment value. It's like your turn on the entertainment lane.
Yep. Well, there's a new supermarket scanner that doesn't need barcodes.
Talked about the RFID thing a while back ago.
This actually isn't. This isn't RFID. This is optical object recognition. Basically, it says, "Oh, that's a bag of Doritos. This is how much they are." Basically, instead of using a laser to read the code, it has a camera that looks at the object, matches it visually to a database with prices, and that means it can be like, oh, that's a peach.
Google goggles?
Basically, Google goggles for supermarkets. Yeah. It's a Toshiba Tech, which is probably part of the Toshiba family.
I wonder how much less efficient that is than the sweet old lady that used to work at the grocery store. I when I was a kid, there was a store at the end of the road. It was both a gas station and a small grocery store. And I would fill up my little basket with stuff I needed, like fruit and stuff, and also say I want, you know, a couple gallons of gas. This lady could ring up. She would pick up your fruit, and before she even, like, picked it up and put it in the bag, she had the price. How much faster is this really going to be than that sweet old lady.
Well, see,
at,
here's,
like, scanning in items. For some jobs, I think a human is actually better.
Yeah, here's the problem. The cost of genetically replicating that sweet old lady who is one of 15 people on the planet who can actually do that job fast and efficiently.
Yeah, I guess they're replaced by high school kids now.
Right,
like,
right, right.
So, like, chewing gum and going, whatever.
What is beep. This fruit? That's an apple. What? Yeah, so... That happened to me the other day. I was doing produce. I'm not going to name.
Why is this apple green?
I'm not going to name the grocery store, but I was getting
this
peaches.
Apple's not ready yet. It's got like a little paw, a little symbol going around it. It's just not ready yet.
Are you sure this is an apple?
It's
I was
still
getting peaches,
loading.
And the girl was like, "What is this?" I was like, "It's a peach." She didn't know what it was. She didn't know what the fruit was to ring it up because it didn't have the number on
it. Okay, your point is made.
Oh, man.
Machines are now actually smarter than humans.
She didn't get those little childhood books that had like, A, apple.
A is for apple. P is for peach. They're yummy and delicious. Yeah, it was pretty sad to me. But anyway, Kyle, I will give you $0 if you can tell me what country this is debuting in.
You can get some Boss Coffee over there, too. Tommy Lee Jones will so sell you some Boss
okay,
Coffee.
Okay, Chris, because Kyle's just, he's killing me over here.
Oh, man. China.
Japan.
Japan. Hoi! Tommy Lee Jones is a god in Japan, I'm just going to say.
He is. Apparently.
Yeah, he is.
I stumbled upon some commercials that was posted on Reddit this morning, and Tommy Lee Jones, man, the ultimate... Like straight man,
he is because he's like no, just deadpan doing these amazing shooting beams out of his eyes, throwing sushi like, in people's faces.
Ballistic chalk.
Yeah, he's like an Uber teacher.
Have you guys seen the new Men in Black trailer?
I have. I've seen both of them.
I've seen the first one. Not
yeah,
the
it's
second
pretty
one.
Darn good.
I'm super excited though.
Yeah, I like this. I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable hearing Tommy Lee Jones's voice.
Yeah, that guy
coming out of that guy. He looks like Tommy Lee Jones. The actor does look kind of like a younger Tommy.
He does, yeah.
He doesn't look like he sounds. It just bothers
I'm going to have
me.
To watch it again. Because, I'll watch it again during the break.
Because I don't know if he did this on purpose, because even Will Smith in one scene says, like, how old are you? And he's like 29 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you got some city miles on you, huh?
Yeah.
Because his voice sounds, you know.
Like Tommy Lee Jones.
Like Tommy Lee Jones at his current age. Which, you know, Tommy Lee Jones got some city miles on him.
But, you know, in fairness, he sounded like that since he was probably 15.
Yeah, that's probably a thing, yeah. I don't ever remember Tommy Lee Jones ever looking young. But
no, even when he was young, he looked that like that.
Yeah, he was born with wrinkles and that, yeah. that look of B.A. respect.
Well, that's
kind of
like Morgan Freeman was an old black guy even when he was in Nurse Betty. Like, he was young, you know, back then. I don't know if anybody ever actually watched the whole entirety of Nurse Betty. It was such a terrible movie.
And I wonder if in Driving Miss Daisy, they had to put makeup on him to make him look young for the first half of the movie. Because he played himself
it's crazy.
Nursing home.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears. Xbox 720. You guys, we like video games, right?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah, you could say.
Oh. Whose phone just vibrated?
That would be Kyle's.
Kyle.
Like, yeah.
Gah. Xbox 720 is not going to have an optical drive, so say the rumors.
Wait, so...
Are you going to just like scan the discs on top?
Yeah, just like, hey, this is my disc. It's not a peach.
What is that? That's a video game.
That's a video game.
Oh, yeah. It looks like...
So how do you get your games in there?
Well...
Because you and I know the answer to this question. We just download them.
Yeah.
But...
Download
the
memory
cards.
Have you
seen the kinds of people who play consoles versus PC? I'm gonna go ahead and draw that line.
Are you going to offend some people?
No, I just did. No, but... I like being able to go to my library of games and pick out the disc for, you know, the Xbox or the Wii or whatever, and go, oh, yeah, I really want to play this, and slide it in there and... There is some satisfaction, nostalgia, going all the way back to the Atari and the Nintendo Entertainment System of putting the cartridge in, turning the unit on, and like dun dun dun, the little splash screen, and playing the game. Without an optical drive, it's not really even a console game anymore. It's just another computer plugged into your TV.
It's a PC with no CD drive.
Yeah, yeah. It's a PC without a keyboard.
I can only play certain games.
Yeah, so at that point, it's not. A console.
I mean, I don't know if I agree or disagree.
A restricted PC.
Because, like, okay, Valentine's Day, I got Mortal Kombat, the arcade version, and like we wanted to play some Mortal Kombat.
How long do you have to wait for these games to quote unquote download? And what about people who don't have broadband internet connections?
Here's the thing. And here's what's really interesting about this conversation, and we're gonna go with this. We had this exact same conversation 3 or 4 years ago
and there are still people in Chapin
on that computer show
that don't have broadband.
Well, no, that's very true. And actually I still am. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate, but I was on the
other
side of the fence.
That's such a great movie. Can I watch?
Oh no, that movie freaks me out, dude. Remember when the dressing room scene with the hands on the pressing out
consoles?
Ugh.
Oh yeah.
So anyway,
thanks, Kyle.
I agree. You know, it was great for me to download Mortal Kombat and it took 2 minutes, and in the time it would have taken me to go and get it from my game library and put it in the Xbox, and the game was downloaded. Now that was a smaller game.
Yeah, we have a 50 megabyte connection at your house.
Well, megabit, not megabyte.
50, yeah, megabit. I'm sorry, or gigabyte, or
oh yeah,
mega chunk.
Is
it gigabyte? Is that how we're supposed to pronounce it now?
Yep. No, it's not, Kyle.
Yep.
It is not.
Got more gigabytes.
Anyway,
gigabyte
downloads and possibly memory cards.
Memory cards, yeah. Sort of like the Sega Master System had?
Or a Nintendo, which was effectively just a little memory card.
Yeah, I like... Okay, so card. If they go back to cartridges... Now, wait a minute. What was the problem with cartridges?
Storage, the amount of storage.
Storage. You put. However, you know, we've kind of beaten that.
Yeah, full circle.
Those cartridges had between 64 and 128 kilobytes of storage on those things. Can you... The entirety of some of your favorite games is smaller than a Word document. So
yeah, Super Mario Brothers is 32 kilobytes. The original Super Mario Brothers is a 32 kilobyte game. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I'm excited about. Sorry, I just hit the table. There, I hit it.
That
wow,
is epic.
That was. I'm going to do that again in a moment.
We're sampling that.
Yeah.
So.
What I'm excited about is Windows 8 Xbox Live Marketplace thing. You know about this?
Okay. That does sound cool, and I'm kind of wondering, is so say I have this powerful PC.
Yes.
Can I buy my game on Xbox?
Mm.
And I'm like, ooh, Xbox. Oh, I want to play this on my tablet.
I don't know.
No, you can't because you're on your tablet. Well, it's the, I want to play.
But
it
I
on
do
my
know
PC
and, that if you, and I don't know, we don't know all the details yet. We don't. But you can see on the consumer preview, there's a preview of the Xbox Windows 8 Live Marketplace thingotron. I can play on my Windows 8 computer against you on your Xbox 720 or whatever, 360. So
well, cool, because that means if it's a first-person shooter,
you're gonna be.
That is unless you know that for the 720 they do release the like keyboard mouse analog. It's you know.
Yeah,
I have seen some manufacturers do that. It's like half a keyboard where you put your hand on it.
Because, you know, Steam did that. Valve did that with some of their games.
Yeah.
You know, if I buy Portal 2 on my... How does it work? If I buy it on my PC, I can play it on my PS3? Or if I buy it on my PS3...
I think if you bought it on the PS3, you got a free copy for PC.
Something like that.
Mistaken.
Yeah. So that's a really cool move because, frankly, the only reason I have an Xbox 360 is because we work at a gaming center. I mean, that really is the main reason. Like, so I can play Rock Band and stuff like that. I would much rather put the money in my computer, which is far superior to my Xbox. So,
Do we have any hardware specs on the 720 yet?
No. Apparently, somebody broke a huge NDA to even get this new. Many Bothans died to bring us this message. So,
Bothans died.
They're furry. I really would love a pet Bothan, except for I believe that there's some pretty bad...
That's just the British term for geek, man.
Nice.
And some of those are pretty furry, by the way.
In some other interesting news, the South Carolina Lieutenant Governor, you may have heard this, he resigned recently.
What scandal is this?
Yes, what's this?
Is it drugs?
No, he spent campaign money on PlayStations and iPads.
Wait, back up. There's got to be more to it than that. Come on.
Well, there is, but South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Ken Ard resigned following a long-running scandal where he admitted he used campaign funds to buy iPads and PlayStation 3s. He spent $3,000 on a PlayStation, clothing, iPads, and his wife's cell phone bill as part of a $12,000 illegal campaign expenditure charge. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is big news on the political front, on the gaming front. Basically,
were the PlayStations for him or for like his staff?
You know,
or
I'm
his
not
kids?
Really sure. But what I want to know is why didn't he buy an Xbox 360?
And why did he get an iPad instead of Samsung like a yeah. Galaxy Tab or the Transformer Prime, which is a better tablet?
I don't think the Prime was out when he misused his money. But clearly he misused his money. He bought a PlayStation 3, unless he got it for the Blu-ray player.
I mean, in all fairness, the PlayStation 3 is a lot newer. I mean, think about how old the 360 is.
Yeah.
There's not a real big difference in age on those two
they're
platforms.
They're pretty close. And
there's been a refresh of the PlayStation 3.
Well, there's been a refresh of the 360,
but the
too.
The 360, yeah. They're based on the same hardware, the quote-unquote IBM Cell processor, which was a joint venture between IBM and Motorola and all those other guys.
This is big news for South Carolinians. Apparently, the South Carolina state government unofficially endorses the PlayStation instead of the Xbox 360. So that's the real news today.
Both those platforms are pretty old.
Yeah. And, the move was supposed to totally revitalize the PS3, and apparently it's done okay, but it really wasn't the revolutionary control system that people were expecting. And neither was the Kinect, honestly.
Well, there's like two or three games, and I can't get used to the whole gesture, moving stuff on a screen.
No, well, it's because you keep flipping it off, and it doesn't know what you're saying to it. You get angry.
It started laughing at me when I first tried to set it up. It's like,
and that's the picture you want to use? Okay.
Okay, so I do stand corrected. The 360 originally launched 2005. PlayStation launched a year after.
Yeah.
And since that was like 6 years ago,
yeah.
It's not that big a difference in.
Okay. Yeah. You're correct.
So some little bit of political news there for your That Computer Show day. Some other gaming news. Diablo 3. Now, we had a gamer in the store yesterday playing the Diablo. Kyle, I hope you feel better, man.
I'm dying.
You are. And it's... I'm so sad. I'll say something nice at your funeral. I promise I won't play smartphone games during your funeral. How horrible. Have you heard about this? This, like, people are complaining about, like, playing casual games during funerals
it's
and weddings.
It's really not funny, but it is kind of funny. Like, I can just picture, like, a wedding.
Oh, man, if I can get the fruit.
I do. Sounds. Yeah.
I'm over here playing, cut the fruit while you guys are talking about stuff.
No, that's not cut the fruit, Chris. That's cut the cheese, and that's not polite on the radio.
Oh, no wonder. Man, no wonder I stink at this game.
Oh, he stinks at I did. I just downloaded Asphalt 6 and Shadow Guns on
You said
Asphalt.
You said fault.
I said fault. Yeah. Anyway, I just they're 49 cents on the new Google Play. Google is launching its new market.
We put it all together and called it something else.
Yep.
It's kind of cool, but, it's the same thing.
It's the Combat iTunes. I'm going to download a movie in a little bit, too. I'm to test this out, so maybe I can write all of these downloads off. That's all for the second segment, ladies and gentlemen. That Computer Show, 1230 AM, WOIC, and at thatcomputershow.net. Give us a call, 803-748-9293. We'll see if we can't talk about something cool. And it doesn't have to be something we're talking about. Bring something new to the table, because frankly, we're boring. That Computer Show. We'll be right back. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, dart it, point it, zoom it, press it. And you are back. So are we. The third and final frontier in That Computer Show this week. Does that sound a little more epic, or was that too much?
That was fairly epic, yeah.
Was it pretty epic? Okay. I had an interesting request. I'm actually engaging in a really cool conversation on Facebook right now, talking about aliens in movies, books, TV, and how aliens are not always, like, you have the evil aliens. Shatner over there? The question was posed, how can aliens become spacefaring if they're so evil and savage and self-centered? It seems that where are the scientists? Where's the cooperation? It's really interesting discussion. And someone has actually asked me,
well,
why don't we have these kind of discussions on the show? So a vote has been cast for us to have a segment or a section where we don't necessarily talk about technology stuff, but we talk about really geeky stuff like why the Empire failed.
Why the Empire failed?
Well, like, that's just an example. Or why Klingons, how did Klingons get into space if they're all, you know, evil, mean?
The Empire lives on.
It's not necessarily evil, it's honor. And it's just a different way of thinking about it. Klingons are warring people.
You see what I just did there?
And They're warriors. Honorable warriors.
That if Worf and Hitler kissed, their mustaches would never touch.
Is this some kind of quantum problem or
something? No, because Worf's mustache starts about 2 inches out. And then Hitler has to fill in.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Man. But if you put them together, they would have a Western Snidely Whiplash handlebar mustache. The vote has been cast. Let us know what you think, because obviously there's a place for that here in this show. Okay. Wow. What do we want to talk about? Oh, Diablo 3. I wanted to talk about Diablo 3.
Oh, and at some point we're going to have to mention that game that came out that everybody's so excited to bash.
That game.
Okay, you know what?
Talk about Diablo 3 first. Wait. Did I hear you correct before the break? You said that they took multiplayer out of the game?
No, not multiplayer, because that would be funny. It's a multiplayer game. They took out, okay, Diablo 3.
Oh, you said PvP.
Yeah, Diablo 3 is a multiplayer game where you go and you fight monsters and bad guys and you're a hero. And you level up and you kill things. And it's a click and kill. It's a lot of fun. It's not out yet.
Well, to some people, PvP is multiplayer.
Well, and to a lot of people, that's the whole point of Diablo.
Yeah, the whole point of playing with your friends is so that you can kill your friends.
So you can kill your friends, yeah.
Or go with your friends to kill other friends.
Like in Tribes Ascend, which we are playing when we get back to the store. You have to play it as part of your workday.
I know,
you're required.
It's on my to-do list in Outlook.
PvP has been pulled. Okay, let me clarify. They're dropping the player versus player arena combat feature for the release, adding it into the game via a patch at a later date. Now, that being said, Diablo 3 has been in development for approximately 26 years. So, I would much rather them release the game without the PvP.
You're not really exaggerating that much, are you?
Probably not.
It was announced 2005.
Well, not just Diablo 3. He means Diablo in
general. Yeah, but everybody knew since Diablo 2 that there was going to... You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was, like, officially announced 7 years ago.
So, it has actually been 7 years in the making. And
for just
still,
this portion of the game.
Yeah.
Or the shut of the series.
Crazy.
Yeah, so I would much rather them just release the freaking game already.
Instead of messing with, like, let's take this out and let's change the color of that. Let's add a new race.
What's weird
a new
is
class.
That at the BlizzCons where they've let people demo Diablo,
yeah,
they've been PvP arenas.
Right. Well, okay. They basically said that the game's PvP systems weren't living up to Blizzard's standards. Rather than hold back the game's release until the feature was ready for general consumption, they're going to hold it back for fine-tuning. So, in 2015...
They've been holding it back for fine-tuning for 7 years.
Okay, while we work on making... This is a quote. While we work on making sure PvP lives up to its full potential, we hope you'll find some consolation in the fact that soon you'll be having a blast leveling characters, finding items, learning the classes, and perfecting builds. And that when arenas do arrive, you'll be all the better prepared for battle. Now, wow, that's not cool for them.
That's actually a different game. Wow.
It is a different
same company. And actually, they're doing a promotion right now with World of Warcraft, with the Scroll of Resurrection. And you, if you have friends that you want to reinvite back into the World
friends.
Of Warcraft world, you can cast a Scroll of Resurrection. And the new Scroll of Resurrection gives you an interesting perk. It allows you to create a character or take any of your other characters and instantly boost them to level 80.
Wow.
So, doom, it's a level 80 with, you know, all green gear and all the talents and specs you need for that character. And you can also take, say I have a level 2 on another server somewhere, and I want to play with that character with my buddy on this other server over here. You get a free faction change and server move for that character
to
wow. 80.
But does it come with a free Dorito Loco Taco?
Nope, you get 7 days to play, so during those 7 days, you might be able to find some time to go down to the Taco Bell and get you two or three of those.
We talked about the Doritos taco shells. 8.4 of these were ordered.
8.4 million.
8.4.
We have eaten 8.4.
I got stuck with the 0.4. I don't know how it always happens,
So they're out, man. You can go to Taco Bell and get a Doritos Loco Taco.
And we highly, highly recommend doing such.
Now,
because this is what you need. The ultimate gamer, like, sustenance has always been Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Or What's the Code Red? Not Mountain Dew Code Red.
And you can get this at Taco Bell. You can get Doritos and Mountain Dew with taco in your Doritos.
Yeah. So it's good. You Taco Bell, a bag of Doritos, and some Mountain Dew or Vault. I love the Red Vault. But so yeah, man, we had them and they are awesome. Now we have a gamer who, you know, he's very proud of his Mexican heritage.
That guy.
Look, man, don't bristle when I talk about this dude.
He's just one of those odd.
I hope he's listening right now. Anyway. Love this dude.
Irish and Mexican.
He was like, the Doritos tacos is not Mexican, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure that Taco Bell has removed all references to Mexican anything.
It's not a Mexican restaurant.
It's not Mexican food. It's Taco Bell.
It's Taco Bell. It's its own, like, genre of food.
Exactly.
Its own cuisine. You have Mexican, you have German food, you have Chinese food, you have Taco Bell.
Right.
And in the restaurant wars, we know from the future.
They're the ones that survive.
They're the ones that survive. And all restaurants become Taco Bell. So...
And if the Doritos taco is one of my choices, I don't know if I'm bothered by that. I think
should we give a prize away if they can name a listener can you name what movie
yes.
that references from?
You will get a That Computer Store Taco Bell prize pack if you can call us at 803-748-9293 within the next 10 seconds. I don't want you cheating and tell us what movie is it
that I just referred to about the restaurant wars and Taco
Nobody's going
to
call us in time.
The lights are not lighting up.
Give us a Facebook post. 803-748-9293 is the number.
I'm watching.
I want to buy somebody some Dorito tacos, man.
I'm watching.
All right, you be watching. They've got a few seconds. We'll try it. But anyway, I want to keep talking about other cool stuff while we're doing that, including but not limited to Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah.
That game.
Which is out. people have been...
What part of it? The part you pay for or the part you have to pay for after you pay for that part?
Okay, what is this all about?
I don't know all the details because as soon as I saw the headlines and all the ranting, I was like, you know, I'm going to do something else.
I'm going to move on.
Yeah. Apparently, there's downloadable content available for the game already. The game releases with downloadable content available. And people are complaining. They're like, well, why didn't you just put that in the game?
Is it free downloadable content?
You know, there's another scandal going on with DLC as well. We'll talk about that after this.
How much time do we have? Do we have time?
I don't know.
Eight minutes or so.
I think if during the promotional period, if you buy the game, then you get the downloadable content free. But then who's to say that in a month or two, they charge for that other content?
Right.
Which is like you buy half a game, and they're not selling it at half price. It's still $60 for the game. And then... you know, however much they want to charge for the rest of the game. So, I understand. Downloadable content is cool. It's great to add something new to a game you've been playing
for
a while. Well,
Fallout does great with downloadable content.
Yeah, it's great to keep a game fresh. You play it for a few months and you finish the game. Some DLC comes out and you can continue to play that game. And you feel like, yeah, I'll pay an extra $5 or $10 to continue to play in this universe. But when the game comes out, you want the whole experience. And another thing is if you have half the game and your buddy has the other components of the game and you can't play together because, oh, do you have the downloadable content? Well, no, I didn't buy that.
And Kyle, what were you saying that if you have any of the downloadable content and you can't play the game on it? And Mass Effect 3 is primarily a single-player game.
Right, you can't play unless you're connected to the internet. If you don't have the DLC, then you can just play it.
That's becoming the norm
now.
I
have a friend who... she recently went on vacation,
like,
and she took her gaming computer with her to play video games while she was there because, you know, the beach is kind of boring. So, for this particular individual, she took her gaming machine out there. The internet connection was, like, non-existent. It just didn't work. So she had some single-player games on that machine. I'm sure she'd be out in the cold if she had Mass Effect 3. She couldn't play the game,
right.
Even though
if
it's
she
a single-player game.
Right.
Oh my gosh, Asphalt 6 requires 527 megabytes to run on my Android phone.
That's a good thing that Solitaire doesn't require an internet connection because, man,
so,
my gaming machine, I wouldn't be able to play it.
So speaking of DLC scandals, Street Fighter X Tekken came out.
Yes. Now there's going to be two games. There's Street Fighter X Tekken and then Tekken X.
Yeah,
so
basically Street Fighter X Tekken is the game Street Fighter, but with Tekken
it's
characters.
It's a 2D game with Tekken characters. The Tekken version is
That's not
be,
really original, but okay.
But anyway,
highly anticipated.
The game has a whole bunch of DLC that you can buy right at release. But what people are really upset about is all the DLC is on the disc.
Oh, really?
You
just buying
pay for unlocking
part of the game.
Things like costumes, characters, colors.
Okay,
stages.
I have mixed feelings about this. I don't know. Wow, is that douchey or is that smart?
I think it is extremely douchey.
So you think that
it's already on the disc.
How much is the game sold for?
The work.
It's a normal game, like $60.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's
so the work
cool.
they put into creating this game, it's already on the disc. It's done. And at some point they decided, hey, lock some of this game away so that we can make even more money by letting you pay for something you already have. You just kind of can't get to it. It's right there. It's kind of the same douchebaggery that Intel was going to do with, oh, let's sell you this chip.
Yeah,
and then you pay a little bit more and unlock the chip that's already in your computer. They could already do the work. We already paid for it. We already paid the people at the factories to put the stuff in the box and close it up. And it's already there. Just pay for an extra little couple of horsepower. No, it's silly. It's just silly. It's all silly.
Wow.
I want to say more, but this is a radio show, family radio
show.
Yeah,
it's a family radio show. My daughter's listening to this right now.
Whew. Yeah, so the game's normal game price.
I could understand if the game were sold at a reduced cost, and then you could then...
Right, because then it's a microtransaction business model, not a full game price plus micro... I don't know.
Greed. It's all greed.
Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side. So, you know, I software piracy, we talk about this a lot. Mojang, you know, Notch, the Minecraft guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He made an interesting comment about piracy. He basically, and I'm going to para-quote because I can't find the actual quote, but he basically said that no one has ever lost money from their software being pirated. And if you think about it, he's pretty right.
Yeah, you just don't gain as much money.
Yeah, you haven't made money, but you haven't lost money. And that's a really interesting, because he basically said if the industry were a little cooler, then people wouldn't, they could actually turn those pirates into potential customers.
And actually, there's a very interesting read. I'm not going to go into too much of it because there is some language in it. There's a post on Reddit that I read yesterday. A gentleman posted a nice, well-thought-out letter to the industry, not just the recording industry, but the recording industry, music industry, and game industry, talking about piracy. And basically his gist was, if you want my money, take it. If you want my money, make the stuff available. If you don't make it available, I will pirate it. That's what the guy says. And also, the fact that since he started pirating music, he's actually spent more money on entertainment. He went back and looked at his activity and thought through. He stopped buying CDs when he would go and you remember when this happened in the 90s and 2000s when almost every CD that you bought had just one good song on it.
And
the rest was
one good
crap. And the CDs were still like $12, $14 a piece. Well, he stopped buying discs altogether, stopped buying music altogether. Right around the time Napster came out, started pirating music, and noticed something happened. He actually started buying music again because... he found stuff that he was pirating. Oh, this looks interesting, and download a whole disc. He would then buy that person's next album if he liked it. He would just go out and buy it. He actually spends $2,500 a year now on entertainment that he didn't before he started pirating.
That's an interesting spin on that.
He says instead of fighting piracy, content providers should fight to get their stuff on the torrents and get their stuff into the file sharing networks, because that is free advertisement for other material. There is a revenue source they are totally missing out on.
Yeah, that's potential genius. But that's all the time we have for this week's That Computer Show. We're going to be back next week with more That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WOIC. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. Also, check us out on Facebook, That Computer Store. It's facebook.com/thatcomputerstore. Until next week, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And this is Kyle.
And you've been listening to
That Computer Show.